This goes to Dr. Moon, MOON, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Lynn, LYNN, Moulton, MOULTON, date of birth 1/19/1949. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Moulton with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was November 4th, 2024. He tells me his hemoglobin A1C has gone up, and he believes the most recent number was 9.5. So he is trying to control sugar a little better with diet, in addition to using the glimepiride 4 milligram twice a day and the metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day and Jardiance 25 milligram daily. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. His dyspnea on exertion is stable. No recent upper respiratory infections, no cough or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight the candesartan 16 milligram daily and Norvasc 5 milligram daily. Also Lipitor and Flomax. Low-dose aspirin daily. Physical exam, weight 171 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 97, oxygen saturation is 97%, and blood pressure 136 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs were done 4/16/2025. Creatinine is 1.06, and currently estimated GFR is greater than 60. Albumin 4.3, calcium 8.9. Electrolytes are normal. His hemoglobin A1C indeed is 9.5 on this lab. His hemoglobin is 12.3, normal white count, normal platelets, and phosphorus level is 3.7. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with high current high hemoglobin A1C. The patient will work on improved control for blood sugar. 2, hypertension is currently at goal. And the patient will have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.